to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent. The use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have any such interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, state the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of discussion on that item and not take part in the vote. You'll be invited back to join the meeting once discussion on that item has ceased. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have residents flashing green is next to the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There are some members attendance in the meeting virtually, and it has been agreed that all members of the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you're attending the meeting remotely, please use the chat to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring in members once everyone in the chamber has spoken. Members are reminded they are personally responsible for any comments they make at this meeting. Okay, starting with the agenda, have we any apologies, please? None? Okay. Honour of Allen just. Any decorations of interest, please?
None, Chair.
No? Okay, moving on to the item 3, which is the action sheet. We'll go through it for accuracy. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6. Councillor Hallman, please.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Just note on the action sheet under 084-2024, the sub-regional economic plans, note that the first meeting has taken place. When will members get an update on the progression of those and what has been agreed in the meetings?
Okay. Rhonda.
Councillor, the first meeting took place on the 29th. It was launched by the Minister at that time. This was very much a meeting just to bring together the stakeholders and inform them of what the remit of the local economic partnerships were. So they're not at the stage yet of starting to shape proposals, but we would see that being a topic of discussion at their next meeting. And we're hoping that that will take place at some point in March. The date has yet to be agreed. We have no letter of offer through from the department, and we are awaiting guidance from the department around projects, how they would expect to see projects being shaped and key priorities that they would be hoping projects would meet. So we are awaiting that, but we are happy enough to share that here at committee once we receive that information from the department.
Thank you. Councillor Andrews, please.
Thanks, Chair. And listening to page 6, the Inspiring Sustainable Tourism Conference. Is there any further updates on how that's progressing? Thanks, Chair.
Yeah, Amanda.
So I have no further information on that, but we'll bring information, we'll share information with you when we get it, but there's nothing further from what we had last month.
Okay, thank you. Could I get a proposer and seconder for the action sheet, please? Councillor Hallam. Councillor Lee Surgeoner. Thank you. Members, moving on to item number 4, and just to remind you, if you want to talk about the preventiveness case, then we're going to have to go into closed session. But happy to move on, and that's Amanda, please.
So this report for members is a Downpatrick Public Realm scheme for Churchford and De Courcy Place. The report sets out that we have received a letter of offer from the Department for Communities to fund the capital works associated with both schemes in Church Street and De Courcy Place. We're seeking approval now to accept the letter of offer to reappoint the design consultants that will take forward the design development of the scheme from RIB stages 4 through to 7, and then to commence the procurement for the appointment of a contractor that would enable us then to proceed with the implementation of the capital works as per the letter of offer. And obviously this scheme is brought forward working with the steering group and the Downpatrick Living High Streets Committee, Downpatrick Regeneration Working Group.
Councillor Andrews, please.
Thank you very much, Chair, and I would like to congratulate all involved in helping to deliver this scheme for Downpatrick, and I'm only too happy to propose that we do accept the recommendations which outlined in the paper, but also a wee question. I know Downpatrick, this is welcomed, but in relation to other towns and villages, like my own town of Crossgar, I'm just wondering at any stage, will that be considered for a scheme similar along the lines of what's been supplied elsewhere? So I'm happy to propose, but that's a wee point I've raised. Thank you. Well done, all concerned.
Thank you.
Just in relation to the funding of the scheme, just in relation to the funding of future schemes, so this scheme in Downpatrick we've been working on for a number of years. We are working with the Department for Communities around future rollout of schemes, particularly looking at the rural areas. Members will be aware that we are just completing the small settlement scheme. The department is working with other departments to bring forward the new version of that. We believe that it's in development. It will not be on, it'll not be available for making applications this year, but potentially next. We're still waiting to get information, and we'll bring that to members as that programme evolves further.
Thank you. Hands for Hamlin, please.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Well, I would have been happy to propose it as a Downpatrick councillor, but Terry Pitt made the poster. Obviously, this is just to be so welcomed for the Downpatrick area. And as Amanda has alluded to, it is the result of a lot of years of hard work within the regeneration group, and also with elected members and the Living High Streets. So it's a really good example of collaborative working between departments and council, and it's a significant amount of money, which is very, very good and very welcome for Downpatrick. So happy to second.
Okay. Thank you very much. Moving on, I need to see. The following items will be taken in closed session, items 5 to 6. Items 5 to 6 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or the business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and other public may be, and the public may be by resolution excluded during these items of business. Can I get a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please? And Councillor Lee Surgeon. Okay. Let me know. Okay. Whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 5, partnerships agreements for 2025-26, with proposal of Councillor Ryan, seconded by Councillor Hallman. It was agreed to approve the list of service level agreements, memorandum of understanding, letters of offer, partnerships agreements for 2025-26, as outlined within the officer's report. Item number 6, the Tourism Events Programme. On the proposal of Councillor Ryan, seconded by Councillor Kearns, the following was agreed. To approve the proposed Giants event for 2025-26 as outlined within the officer's report. To approve the financial assistance awards associated with the delivery of the community events, community Christmas events and community Halloween events as detailed within the officer's report. To approve the necessary procurement and appointment of suppliers for the delivery of the annual tourism event programme. Okay, moving on to item number 7, which is only for noting, unless anybody has any comments on it. Nope, could I just get a motion and seconder to note that, please? Give Lee Surgeoner. Okay. Pardon? Yes, sorry, Murphy. Sorry. Okay, that concludes the meeting, everybody, and thank you.